Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, Lost Zane Recordings, freebie time. We had one of those dudes from the Professional Bull Riders in the studio, and we did Ask a Bull Rider, which was a lot of fun. I enjoyed this part of the Lost Zane Recordings. I have it for you right now for free. The full show available at patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's right, full radio shows from my time on WBBL. I release them every Monday and Friday. Part of what you sign up for when you subscribe to my Patreon for $5 or $10 a month. Oh, my God. I try to over-deliver with hours and hours of content each and every week. Check this out.
Such an idiot.
Well, it's true.
No, shut up. It's not true.
Can't skate.
All right. PBR in town this weekend, Saturday night at Van Andel Arena. You can still get tickets for the PBR. If you have a question for our PBR bull rider, Eric Lee, who joins us in the studio, maybe something you've always wanted to ask a bull rider at 800-785-1073. Now's the time to do that as we welcome in Eric Lee. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Nice to have you along, man. PBR in town. The tour never stops for you guys, huh?
No, you stay pretty busy.
Yep. From Adrian, Michigan, how did you get into bull riding?
Oh, well, my dad, he rode bulls, and his dad rode bulls, so I just kind of grew up around it.
Family business.
Yep, yes, sir.
Grew up on a farm?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, we didn't really do a whole lot of farming, just always had horses and kind of always involved in rodeo.
Can you take us back, Eric Lee, from the PBR, what that first moment on top of an animal was like? What can you recall the first time you got thrown off a bull?
Oh, I don't know. You got so much adrenaline running through you, it really don't hurt most of the time.
Is it something that you reluctantly wanted to do and you were coaxed into it? Or were you like, I can't wait to get on that thing?
No, it's something I always wanted to do when I was a little kid. I mean, I got pictures of me, you know, in the sheep riding and the calf riding and stuff like that.
That's how it starts? You get on a sheep?
Yeah, actually, it started when I was still in diapers. I got a picture of me up on a calf with my dad holding on to me. So,
wow.
You know, I always wanted to do it and just living my dreams now.
So you saw dad do it. Was it the same type of thing? He would do it at events, or we just do it? Would they just get together and bull ride? I mean, we don't know.
No, I mean, I never seen my dad do it. My dad, he retired about the time I was born.
Mm-hmm.
He had a string of serious injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And had a kid on the way, just got married. But it's not really something you just get together and do.
These are
events. They're set up. You know, there's a lot of planning that goes into them. There's a good purse for the winner and things like that.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And I look at the history of the PBR and how it all got started. I mean, this started basically with about 20 like-minded guys who liked riding on bulls. They threw their money into a bucket and started the PBR. And look where they are now.
Yeah, and that was back when them guys were... You know, they really didn't make a whole lot. They rode bulls, you know, professionally, the best in the world, just because they loved to do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you know, the champ of the world gets $1 million bonus
right.
on top of the thousands and thousands of dollars you win throughout the season. So it's really changed. There's a lot of opportunity in the sport now, and that's all thanks to them original
We're joined by Adrian, Michigan's Eric Lee, who competes in the PBR, and they're in town Saturday night at Van Andel Arena.
What's the strangest animal you've ridden? Or do you only ride bulls now?
Yeah, you just ride bulls.
Okay. Wait, well, I don't know.
Did you think it was going to say like
a kangaroo?
Like a emu? Or
I don't know.
A giraffe?
Well, you say I didn't know people ride sheep, so I was like, oh, I wonder if there's like something weird.
Well, a little kid would.
I mean,
just because They're little.
Like a big, like a ram or something. Are you trying to tame a ram?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Like in another country, they'd have different animals and they'd have like the world championships where each country would represent with their own animal and their own riders. If you have any questions for Eric at 800-785-1073, some of you may have a question for a professional bull rider. One of the things that comes to mind when I was thinking about this yesterday was injuries. I noticed that some of the guys, when they're interviewed, I mean, 19, 20 years old, they already have a laundry list of things that have happened from bull riding. Can you share anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, injuries, there's really no getting around them. I've had my fair share of, I guess, serious injuries and then, you know, more minor injuries. I broke my L1 vertebrae in my back 3 or 4 years ago. I've broke multiple ribs, punctured my lungs, separated my shoulder, dislocated, you know, different joints.
And that's from the fall or from getting stepped on?
It's all different.
Yeah.
When I broke my vertebrae in my back, I kind of got turned to flip on the backside of my head, and then the bull stepped in the middle of my back.
Oh.
And it actually busted my vertebrae. And my ribs, when I broke my ribs, I just kind of come off wrong, wound up on the bull's head, and just kind of went from there. And, you know, it's just a lot of variables, you know, when you're riding bulls. It's,
yeah,
it's very raw and, you know, it's live. So
right, yeah, it sure is. Stuff. It's exciting as heck to see. I mean, anytime you put on a video, you just can't stop watching it. I mean, some of these guys, they get thrown the second the gate opens. And the fact that you have to last 8 seconds for the ride to be legit, isn't that how it works?
Yep, 8 seconds, that's a qualified ride. And you get a score from there. So
after 8 seconds, that's when you start getting points?
Yeah.
What's the longest amount of time you've been on a bull? Like, have you ever been on a bull for so long that the bull's like, all right, I give up, and he just starts, like, walking?
Yeah, but you're probably going to get cussed by the guy who owns the bull.
Right.
It's not really what you do.
That's not a nice thing to do. That's against bull etiquette.
Well, I mean, I don't know about etiquette. It's, like, time's really, 8 seconds is what you want to get to.
Right.
After that, everything else, it's just all irrelevant. You know, you want to stay on there long enough to pick a good spot.
Right.
And get off. But, I mean, that's probably one of the most common questions you get is, you know, what's the longest you rode?
Right.
It's, you know, it don't really matter how long.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Eric Lee from the PBR. They're in town Saturday, professional bull riders, and you can get tickets at the Ticketmaster Van Andel Arena box office night of show. But they're going fast. You guys are playing in front, or playing, you guys are performing in front of giant crowds in most everywhere you guys go.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, there's no better feeling than making a good ride in front of a sold-out crowd.
Right.
And, you know, tickets are going fast. I know there's a few tickets left right now. They're opening up seating throughout,
yeah.
So it's going to be great.
I noticed some riders will compete wearing what looks like a hockey helmet set up, and some not. Some just a cowboy hat. What do you wear?
I just wear my hat, just a cowboy hat. Go hat now.
What is, I mean, does anybody in your family think, hey, come on, man, can't you at least just wear a helmet? I mean, because you could land on your head, and then that's that.
You know, they don't really say anything to me about it. I think they just support me in my decision. You know, the sport is dangerous
right.
enough. You don't really need anyone else getting in your head about what you're doing. So, I mean, obviously there's benefits to wearing a helmet, but it's, the way I look at it is the way that you ride better, you know, however you're going
right.
to perform better, the safer you're going to be because you're going to stay on, you're going to make a good ride, and you're going to pick a good spot to get off. So I feel more confident in a hat as opposed to a helmet. So I just, you know, I wear my hat.
Professional bull rider Eric Lee joins us, and they're in town, of course, Saturday, the PBR, Saturday night at Van Andel Arena. When you're getting ready, you're in the gate, and you're on the bull, you got one hand on, you're getting ready to start your ride. Is there anything you can tell about the bull that tells you this is going to be very, very short, or I have a chance to be on this for a long time?
No, there's really no way to tell or anything like that. It's and when your hand, you know, you stick your hand in there and you get ready to nod, you clear your mind anyway. You're not really thinking anything. It's just, you know, a real deep breath and just kind of let muscle memory take over.
There's I'm looking at like the bulls, like the world's top 10 bulls. Like, is there a bull that you get, you're like, oh, I don't want to ride this bull?
Yeah.
Like one bull over another. Like I'm looking at Spotted Demon. He has 100% buck off rate.
Well,
dreading, like, oh man, I could have done it better if
so
I had.
So he doesn't, he knocks everybody off, I guess, huh?
Yeah, they don't ride him too often, but no, I mean, the bulls that you really don't want to get on are bulls that aren't very good that you just can't win anything on, you know, bulls that don't buck very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But bulls like, you know, Spotted Demon and stuff like that, you should look at it as that as an opportunity, you know, to be the guy to stay on them.
Mm.
So you want to get on bulls that buck because, you know, the harder the bull bucks, the more points you're going to get. But
what's the dream ride for you?
Oh, I don't know. Really, they're all pretty good. Make a good ride, get off on your feet.
Anything past 8 seconds is a dream ride. Have you ever done one where you're on it and then that you decide to get off of the bull and you just land on your feet and like drop the mic moment? You know?
Yeah, I mean that happens.
You it know. Does, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
The crowd loves that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do the riders get along with the rodeo clowns?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those
you
guys.
You need them.
Yeah.
Those guys save lives.
Yeah, they save our butts.
In my opinion, they get paid. They should get paid more than you.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, they're definitely the unsung heroes.
Would you have been a rodeo clown if you weren't a writer?
No.
Do they like the term rodeo clown, or is there like a politically correct term that they like to be known as?
Actually, yeah, it's a bullfighter. A rodeo clown, that's like the funny man.
Yeah.
You know, they're the entertainment. But
right.
The guys that, those are bullfighters.
Oh, okay.
And they're, I mean, they're great athletes of their own. They, you know, they train. They, you know, there's technique. There's
right.
A lot that goes.
They got to work together.
It.
This is legit, and they're keeping you safe out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you put your headphones on for me? Because we have a listener who wants to ask you a question. I'm always rolling the dice when these happen for fear of somebody being a smartass. But we'll hope that Dave's okay. This is Dave in Comstock Park. You're on with Eric Lee from the PBR.
Hey, Eric, what's better, OxyContin or Vicodin, and how many does it take after your show? That and how are the groupies? That's a good cowgirl story.
Thank you, Dave. Can you answer to any of those things? If not, I understand.
Yeah, I say no comment.
Okay, good deal. Fair enough. 800-785-1073. And I imagine, though, being through a lot of things with in bull riding, that does come into play. Trying to keep yourself healthy and pain-free, that does happen. How long have you been doing this?
I've been riding bulls professionally probably about 4 or 5 years.
What is the lifespan of the average bull rider in terms of, like, career-wise?
Oh, career span, not lifespan.
No, I don't know. Yeah. Are you glad I saved that? Well, yeah, we all die. Oh, boy. Anyway.
When you get to about your mid-30s, you're really getting up there.
I would think that your back would be the first thing that would start to hurt.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm holding together pretty good right now.
Is it mandatory that you have to wear that vest?
Yep, that's in the rules.
And that just keeps, and just another thing to keep you safe.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, what can we expect? You guys in town Saturday night, tomorrow night at Van Andel Arena, what can we look forward to?
Oh, shoot, just great entertainment and be a great time.
All right, well, you can get your tickets at the Van Andel Arena box office. Eric Lee, we wish you luck, and we hope it goes very well for you, and continued success as you continue on, win some big money this weekend.
Thank
with the
you.
PBR. Thanks, buddy. Eric Lee, PBR in action. Very cool. All right, coming up in a few minutes, Ron Van Timmeren will join us for another rip-roaring edition of Stump Ron Movie Trivia. Chance for you to win a pair of passes to Celebration Cinema. Get on the phone now with your movie question for Ron at 800-785-1073. We'll get into that coming up next.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up. listen, and enjoy. Makes a great accompaniment for the free podcast that I put out Monday through Friday. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.